Welcome to the Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant. I'm your host, Big Drink, and I'm joined here by the one and only Stormy. We're not in his roof deck anymore. We're actually in his living room. Last week, we were in his roof deck, and that was beautiful. We would have done it earlier on his roof deck, but there was a lot of people there, and you know, I know you guys don't want to hear the background noise. Anyways, I'm joined here by
Little Drip,
someone that I've known for many years. And, of course, you know her by her podcast, Carmen's Corner, which is also on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, etc., wherever the hell you listen to your podcast. Carmen Santiago. And we're here just talking, and this is a topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a while that actually my mother had brought up when I first told her about my podcast. Single parenting and how hard it is. So yeah, let's get this started. Anybody want to go first?
I don't care. I can go.
All right. So I'm going to start with Lil Drip. mother of two beautiful kids, boy and a girl. I had the honor and privilege to meet them. And we were actually on the beach with them a couple days ago. My stepson, you know, Carmen's son, loves them. Well, loves the four-year-old, not so much the two-year-old, I don't know. So Lil Drip, gotta ask you, just tell us, you know, how hard it is to be a single parent, you know, with help or without help.
I have a little bit of both. I have help and I don't have help. My side of the family, we actually live with my grandparents, their great grandparents, and they aren't able to help as much. My kid's father, his family is pretty helpful, and that's more, you know, for the kid's sake. I would say the hardest part about being a single parent is I guess the hardest part would be, you know, being able to watch somebody else that, you know, is the other parent being able to live their life while you're kind of just stuck in purgatory. It's all worth it and all, and I love my children, but it hurts seeing somebody not love them as much or not wanting to do as much for them as I do. Another struggle is not wanting to put somebody on child support. You feel like it's going to ruin their life. You feel guilty. You feel responsible for the outcomes of their life based off of that decision. And it took me a long time to overcome that. So I guess the hardest part is inconsistencies. One second being there, one second not being there, one second, you know, financially supporting the children with me. And then, you know, the next, there's no job, there's no money. And, you know, we miss that other half of the income. And that really sucks. And another difficulty for me for being a single parent is the fact that when my kids go over to see their dad, they don't actually go to see their dad. They go and spend time with their father's family. So their father is present, but not present. He's in his room. He's in his own little world, his own little bubble, and they're kind of just around for it.
So he's there physically, but not mentally.
Yeah, but he's, like, put away. He's out of sight, out of mind. So for the kids, it's really not like he's there. I mean, even when my kids get picked up, they don't say, like, if I say, come on, you're going to go to daddy's house, they're like, no. No, we're not going to daddy's house. We're going to auntie's house. So we're going to Nini's house. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to that house. And then they'll get ready to go. And then they'll be excited. But if you say you're going to daddy's house, they're like, nah, fuck him. Fuck that. My daughter struggles with going to her father's house. The oldest, he loves it there. But the youngest, she's pretty against the whole idea of going to dad's house. Here you go.
Wow. Damn. Wow, I can't even imagine. Another question for you, Lil Drip. What's fun about being a single parent? I mean, obviously you spend a lot of time with your kids, as you know, as I can tell. What's fun about it? You know, like hell, we went to the beach the other day. That was fun. You know.
No, it was not. I hate sand. I'll do just about anything for them damn little demon children. But I hate the goddamn beach. It was my idea because, I mean, if you want to get into it, you do a lot of things for your kids that you wouldn't normally do. You could call it a phobia. I hate being sticky. I let these kids wipe their boogies on me. I let them wipe ice cream, sticky hands on me. I hold lollipops with gravel and dirt on them for these kids. I mean, I wash them off, but, you know, I'm holding shit that normally I'd have a meltdown about, but I do it for them. The beach, I hate the sand, I hate the ocean. It tastes like crap over there, and it smells like somebody that ain't showered in God knows how long. But I sat there for them little gremlins. I sat there. I let them tap on my shoulder with their little sandy hands. I might have got a little attitude and told them to scoot, but yeah, you do just about anything for them. But to answer your question, I would say the best part is when they come home. When they come home from a weekend at dad's house of not really seeing dad, they get real excited to see me. Mama, I'm home. And that's the best feeling when they come running in and they rest their little heads on your shoulder like, ah, finally home, finally with mom. That's what feels good because, you know, makes you feel like you're doing something right. Especially last weekend, my son came home and his father was trying to say bye to him. And he goes, yep, dad, it's all right, bye. And he like basically told him to get out. He was too busy with me. And he goes, all right, I love you, bud. And he goes, yep. And I'm like, damn, I got to be doing something right if he noticing on his own that his dad ain't shit.
Wow. don't know how to reply to that. Carmen, on to you. What's hard, you know, like basically what's your story, you know, about being a single mom and, you know, how did it end up happening, really, you know?
You want to start from the beginning?
It's up to you. The floor is yours.
I was 17 when I conceived my son, and I was pregnant all during that. The rumor in my family, on my mother's side technically, is that I hid my pregnancy. You can't hide 5 months. It's impossible. But in general, it's like, at the time, I was scared, but it's like, I wanted to be full off grown. So the hardest part for me in the whole situation is I literally felt like I was by myself. Like Little Drip said about her children's dad, he was there physically but not mentally, and that's all I felt with mine because I took him to appointments. I took him out to see my family members if they wanted to see their grandbaby, their nephew, and it's like, he would question, oh, you wanted me to go with you? There would be times my mother would say, you look like a single woman with a baby. And as days went by, I kept hearing that same sentence. You look like a single mother with a baby because your man don't show around and it makes no fucking sense. And it started hitting me. You know how you are, like, you find the fucking love of your life and it's like, why is this not going the way I planned it to? With my situation, it's like he just wanted me to have his baby, but he threw me to the side. In a way, that's how I felt. Because I took Meatball, that's his name. I ain't giving out real names. Sorry. I took Meatball to like everywhere, parks, you name it. His uncles would wonder when he was coming back. And in a way, it broke my heart. But at the time, it's like I felt like I didn't care. And it broke me down even more. It's like I can't go see my family members. And it fucked me up real bad. I had to get out of that situation. So when I did, I found Big Drink here. And he actually showed me how a woman should be treated in general. And it's hard to find that sometimes, you know? We keep going to the bad men and don't see the good ones because we're too busy dealing with a fool, if I'm going to put it that way. Me being a single mom, well, engaged, but you know the term in marital status. Me being a single mom, in a way, it's fun, but sometimes it does get hard because, you know, you'll sit here crying like, you know, I can't do this, that, and the third. And sometimes you got to take that moment, that break, that walk, anything. A glass of wine, a blunt to the face. But you got to find out how to deal with it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. But at the end of the day, you choose to be a parent, whether, you know, it was your idea or the decision. But at the end of the day, I love my son to pieces. And I would want to give him the world. I still do. If anything, he asks the relatable questions like, where is daddy? This, that, and the third. And it fucks me up because it's like I've had both my parents. I've been that child asking those questions too. And my mother would actually have an answer. With me, it's not the same. I have to sit here and say, guessingly, where my son's father would be. Sperm donor, let's call him Nat. I had to give him certain questions because honestly, I didn't know where his father was at the time. I would say he's at work, he's at home, because those are the answers you give for that question. But deep down inside, I feel like my son knows, but he doesn't know. I don't know if that makes sense. In the all reality, it's harder for me trying to raise a boy because not all females can, you know, raise a man, and it's hard and they need that male figure. And it's hard to find that in somebody else. But I'm glad I found Big Drink because, in a way, he does help out with Isaiah. And, oh, fuck. Whatever. And he's always around. Now, I'm not saying he don't see his dad, but how do I put this? He's around more than his father should be. I'm not going to say it's sad. Like I said, a father simply is somebody who will take care, nurture you, and protect and provide for you. Big Drink is all of those things to Meatball. He honestly doesn't know it, but I think otherwise. But, you know, you got to do a lot for your kids.
So, like, that was the, you know, other question I was going to ask you. Then, you know, you took it right out of my mouth.
Sorry.
You know, how, like, you know, no, I was going to ask you, like, how hard it is. Like, how hard is it when you're, like, you know, you're outside and, you know, you and Meatball are at the park or you and Meatball are hanging out with me, you know, in the front or just hanging out in general, wherever. And he goes, Mommy, can I go see Daddy? Or, you know, if you say, no, not right now, Daddy's at work. And then he'll ask me the same question. Because there have been times where, you know, Carmen here, she used to work overnights. And I would take him out, you know, just for the day, just to hang out with him while, you know, she would, while his mother would sleep. And, you know, there would be times where he would go, you know, he doesn't call me Big Drink. He calls me, you know, he has his little nickname for me. He'll be like, can I go see Daddy? Can I go to Daddy's house? And, it would just break my heart because I was that kid that would always ask, you know, where's daddy? You know, like, can I go see daddy? Like, when's daddy coming home? I would ask my mom that. I would ask my grandmother, you know, who raised me. And it would break their hearts, too. I didn't meet my dad until I was 18. And yo, the reason...
Dad just smacked the glasses on Billy, bro.
Okay, so... So, Stormy's cat, Dingus, over here.
Dingo.
No, his name is Dingus. Just smacked the shit out of Stormy.
Is he over
there? Who? Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, probably.
Oh, it is? That
was
him.
Oh.
So, but, you know, like, there will be times where, like, I would ask that question myself. And, like, you know, my mother can tell you more about that. Like my mother's a single mother of three. You know, three kids, three different baby daddies. I'm sure she wouldn't. Well, she'll probably talk shit about her baby daddies, but maybe. I don't know. But I will say it did break my heart, you know, like spending the day with him and just, you know, hearing him say those words, because, like, yo, I was that kid, you know. It really hurt that I didn't get to see my dad until I was 18, you know. And now me and him, I'm not gonna say we have the best relationship, but I'm gonna say this, like, we have a good relationship enough that, like, whatever happened in the past between him and my mom, it just doesn't matter, only because I wasn't there. You know, like, my mom has a different side. My dad has a different side. I'm not even going to call him my sperm donor because he's there now and he's doing his job. And that's why I love and respect him for that. You know, obviously he owes me 18 years worth of child support, which my mother never filed for. but, like, we're good. But, you know, that's a... Like I said, the question I wanted to ask you, Lil Drip, has there ever been a time where, like, your kids would ask, you know, where's daddy, or, you know, can I go see daddy? And if not, you know, if that day comes, how would that feel to you?
Yo, wait, what? I'm so high.
Oh, my
God. I am, God. Too, but I'm still answering questions.
Okay, so... So the question was, I do apologize for Lil Drip. You know, have
you? You don't even know the question.
No, I do know the question.
You're stuttering.
Just I'm not.
Just
stop. All right, the question is, if your kids were to ask you, where's daddy? Can I go see daddy? When's daddy coming home? If that has already happened, or if it didn't already happen, well, the day it does happen, how would that make you feel?
They don't ask for their damn daddy. They ask for their auntie. My son asked for his auntie all the time, and I had a hard time putting into words in a way that he could understand, you know, how our schedules work. And what I explained to him when he says, Mommy, I want auntie's house, is, baby, everybody loves you guys so much that we have to take turns. You know, he's at the age where he knows what sharing is. So I just let him know we all have to share you. And in order to do that, we have to take turns. So when he's asking me, I tell him, you know, we have to take turns. Mommy's turn is this day and auntie's turn is this day. And, you know, that works for him. And when he does get upset, instead of yelling at him or ignoring him, I just tell him to breathe. And he don't know how to fucking breathe. Don't ask me why he don't know how to breathe. I be telling this man, breathe in and breathe out. He just be pushing air out, but it still works for him. So we ain't gonna knock it. Yeah.
Little Drip out.
All right. So, yeah, your bag is right here, baby.
Please.
Yeah, I got you. Damn, I mean... So, if you're just tuning in, this is The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm here with Stormy, Carmen Santiago, and Lil Drip. Follow me.
Oh, yeah, you can.
on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Public Radio, or Radio Public, I believe it's called, Breaker, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And, you know, you just heard Carmen Santiago not too long ago. Listen to her podcast as well, Carmen's Corner, which is also on the podcast sites that I just listed. We're just here chilling. We're right here in Stormy's living room, and Stormy's brother in the back is being incognito.
What are we talking about now?
No, we're talking about the same topic.
Okay.
Stormy,
no,
I want
to. Podcast.
Listen, stop. This is my show. Anime. This is my fucking show.
If we were to talk about anime, I'm telling you no right now, bitch. You don't know any aside from Dragon Ball Z and Naruto. That's it.
That's the two motherfuckers I don't know.
Okay, so all this is gonna get trimmed out. What number are we at? Okay, we're at 2059. Okay. One last question before I do all that. Stormy.
Yeah, what's up?
Your mom is a single mother, and I wish she was here right now, but unfortunately she has to work, because, you know, she would have been great for this. And my mother as well. My mother's a single mother of three. But Stormy, I gotta ask, like, you know, how was it for you, you know, being the child of, well, one of what, four, there's four of you, right?
Yeah, so Christian and Anthony have the same dads.
Yeah, okay. Okay, there's four of you. So, what did you witness? Like, did you witness any struggles? Did you witness any struggles on your mom's part? Like, you know, of how hard it was to be a single mom? Like, did you witness anything growing up, like, or even currently? You know, because you're, you know, at your age now. Shut up, little jerk. what do you think was the hardest part for your mom?
The hardest. Okay, so I think the hardest part for my mom was, I think, like, working to keep, like, me and my three brothers, like, you know, happy and stuff, even though, like, she...
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That's good. Yeah, that's cool. No, my mom thinks like she's not doing enough for us, but we never want her to think that. We think that she's done like enough for us, and now we're trying to like do something. That's why we're trying to our best. Me and my three brothers, we're trying our best to help her out as best we can. But it's gonna take some time. But like all the stuff that she has bought us throughout, like the you know, the entire years that we were born.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute, hold on, time out. What the hell is this? Are we dead?
No, the clock. My grandmother, yeah, that clock plays like a certain time.
Oh my god, that scared the hell out of me. I thought I was dead.
Sorry about the clock, guys. It likes to make noise at like certain times. Every hour? You said every hour?
No. I'm
just gonna wait for that to go with it.
No, it's all right. Keep going. Keep
all right, so, yeah. No, that scared me, too. I forgot. yeah. There's a... So...
You got something to say, Dingo?
I mean, like I said, I don't know what else to say except for, like, that my mom... me and my brothers are just grateful to have our moms and our mom in our life. And we hope that we can do, like, you know, a lot more stuff for her than she did for us. And she has been trying her best to help us as a single mother, even though she doesn't bother her at all. If I seen my dad, I hope I do. I really do.
Oh my god.
I want to
be my dad one day.
No, I want to beat his ass. That's what it is. I want to beat his ass. That's what it is. But I don't know if I'm ever gonna see him. But that's pretty much all I have to say about my mom. But my mom she's wonderful. So you know, I just hope that like. You know, I wish that she was here because she would have said, like, a lot more things better than I did. You know, but her vacation ended shortly. So, here's a big drink.
So, Stormy, I know your mom personally. Probably not from, you know, being here and whatnot. But, no, like, I've seen your mom work her ass off. Like, you know, growing up here in Southie, you know, she worked all over the place. And, like, I feel like every place I would walk into, she's right there.
The first job she worked at was a construction site. She worked, no, a construction company. So the first job she worked at was a construction company. And then the second, no, what'd you say, Christian? Oh, manager. Okay, so she was a manager at a construction company. Then she worked at Tedeschi's, which was, you know, originally called Store 24. Yeah.
Yeah, Store 24.
Yeah, second job.
Yo, I'm an old fuck.
Yeah. Then she went to Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. I remember. I
can't believe it. So down the street.
That's because it went bankrupt.
Yo, Radio Shack, man. I would go there every month to pay my phone bill because I had Boost Mobile at the time. Yo. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. What he said. Don't mind Big Drink. This isn't his mic. This is my mic, though. But yeah, no. But like, my mom had like four like different jobs, and currently, right now, she is at CVS Pharmacy, and she's became a pharmacy technician a bit, but it's a lot of work. I work there too. I do overnights there, so I only see her during like the times that she's here or she's off or before she goes to work, and I see her in the pharmacy. It's just so much. She does so much there, and then they always give her crazy hours, and it's like she does so much, but I know like deep down she just wants to leave that place, but she doesn't want to leave because she's trying to support us. That's why I'm grateful that she is supporting us as best she can, but I don't want her to overexert herself. You know, I don't want her to stress herself out because it's not like we asked for anything. We got what we wanted. We're older now. We can get our own stuff now, but we want to get her stuff now. We want to be able to get her shit. You know, I'm like 27. I don't need really anything. I don't need anything more. I got a job now, too, so I can support myself. But I want to support her, too. But that's pretty much it from Stormy, his big drink.
You know, Stormy, I got to say, like, you know, like, you and I have been friends for years. Like, you know, since I was a kid. Yeah, I don't know why he just turned on his microphone.
Yeah, I forgot.
Please don't. Can we not do that, please? No, come on. No. I got something important to say. Stormy, yeah, please shut that off.
No, we should all pass
around
the microphone.
Please.
And we don't have to pass
around
the phone
because
the middle.
We actually could do that because then the phone could hear it. Please, thank you.
I would have to start this thing all over.
Okay, don't. What happens when we start the anime one?
We'll that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Power off.
Thank you. So Stormy, I wanna talk a little bit about your mom, man, because like I've known you for years, and like I barely knew your mom like that, but like. No, I've known you for years, man, but like, you know, it's like. I see how your mom busts her ass, and like your mom reminds me of my grandmother. You know, my grandmother raised me. All right, my mother. You know, I'm not gonna talk shit. I'm gonna say, you know, my mother's a great mother. You know, but
Yo, this cat keeps smacking him, bro.
Wait, what'd you do?
Motherfucker!
So Dingo, aka Dingus, just smacked Bree again.
Ugly bitch.
Oh, he is ugly, actually.
Definitely gotta trim the shit out of this episode before. So your mom reminds me a lot of my grandmother. Yeah, shout out to my grandma. Te quiero mucho, mami. She busted her ass for me, you know. My mother didn't raise me, like literally. You know, my mother had her troubles. You know, trouble with whatever. I'm not gonna talk much about it. Part two of this episode is gonna be with my mom, and you know, she can talk more about, you know, what she needs to talk about being a single mother as well. But I will say my mom is my best friend at the end of the day. We didn't have the best relationship growing up, but I'm honored and privileged to have my mother in my life because not everybody can say that. You know, not a lot of people can say they have their mother in their life. You know, bless you. So, like, Stormy, like, Like, I remember when your mom worked at Store 24. I remember when she worked at Radio Shack. Literally, I said, you know, she was, like, literally every building I would walk into, every store I walk into, I would see her there. I'm like, holy shit, you work here now? You know what I mean? Dude, she's been everywhere in Southie. She used to work at Stop and Shop. I forgot. Yeah, she's been everywhere in Southie. And, like, you know, she busts her ass for all four of you guys. And she just, that just shows that, like, she just loves you guys. And yeah, like you said, she wants to quit that job that she has right now. She wants to leave that job, but she doesn't want to at the same time.
She doesn't want that position, but she'll lose.
Right. She doesn't want that position, but that position is paying the bills. That position is putting food on the table. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, my grandmother busted, bent over backwards for me to put food on the table. And I did her the favor, especially when COVID hit. You know, I was putting food on the table because she was out of work for like 6 months. You know, she didn't get back to work. Like, what, the shutdown was in March. She didn't start working until September. And my grandmother runs a daycare in my house in South Boston. Jackie's Little House Care and, you know, on West Broadway. Check it out. If you guys want more information, let me know. You know, it's right there on West Broadway. You can't miss it. Anyone that lives in Southie, or even outside of Southie, because she's taking care of kids that live outside of Southie. But even today, like, she's busting her ass. You know, she's 58 years old. She doesn't want that job no more. She wants to leave. And like I always said, like, I'm going to make sure you leave. You know, like, right now she's planning her retirement. She's retiring next year. And next year she'll be 60. You know, she's turning 59 this year. She's turning 60 next year. She says she's hanging it up. She wants me to have the house. And we live in the projects. And, you know, it just, you know, she's just busting her ass, you know, taking care of kids that are not even hers. You know, heavy lifting, changing diapers, you know, things that she did for me as a kid. And it's like, she doesn't want to do that. She physically can't do it no more. Her doctor told her, yo, you got to hang it up. And her doctor told her that 4 years ago. And she's like, no, fuck what you say, doc. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing because I want to make sure my son is okay. She refers to me as a son. She doesn't call me her grandson. You know, she doesn't call me that. And I call her my mom because she was always there 24/7, 365. She was there. The reason why I wanted to do this episode is because I'm a pure advocate that every kid deserves both parents in their life, whether they're together or not. As long as they're able to co-parent, yeah, you deserve both parents in your life. If they're not able to co-parent, well, that's not your fault. Don't blame yourself. I blame myself for the longest time. My two little brothers blame themselves for the longest time. And my two little brothers, they can tell you themselves. They look at me as their dad because I was always there. No matter where my mom moved to, my mom now lives down the street from me in Southie over here on the Old Colony Projects. And I go see them as much as I can. Of course, I can't see them as much because I'm working, I'm going to school, I'm trying to get my life together. But, you know, they appreciate me, they love me. When my brother graduated high school, you know, when he found out he was graduating, he had sent me a text on Snapchat. He was like, you know, I'm graduating and I just want to let you know, thank you. And I'm like, thank you for what? He goes, thank you for being there for me and my youngest brother, you know, I was talking to him about you and we both agreed that you have been our father all these years. And I just got so emotional. I started crying when I read that. And I'm a little emotional now just talking about it. Because, like, I did the best I could. I wasn't always the best role model. I've done my shit. I talked about it a couple episodes ago. I did drugs. I was in the streets, damn near in the streets. You know, I was damn near thinking, you know, that I was the shit. You know, I'm sleeping with random women that I don't even know their names. Just living that. lifestyle and the lifestyle that I wouldn't want to introduce them to. But even with that, like they even say, like my younger brother, he's 21, he'll be 22 in October. He even says, like, I don't want to drink, you know. Even before he turned 21, he goes, I don't want to drink. I'm like, why? He goes, because I don't want to end up like you. And I'm like, listen, you don't have to end up like me. You just got to know how to control yourself. That's it. He's like, yeah, but at the same time, I don't want to because I know what my dad did to my mom. You know, when he was drinking, he was very abusive. He was one of those alcoholic dads that would just come home and just abuse him and abuse my mom. But it just, you know, it hits home, you know, like he really said those words, and like those words that came out of his mouth really got me thinking, like, wow, like, you know, I wasn't the best, but I changed my life and I did what I could. You know, I turned my life around. You know, I don't want to see my brothers. Like, I remember being in rehab 7 years ago, and my brother's visiting me in rehab while I'm wearing scrubs, and, you know, my hair was fucking like Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5. You know, it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. I didn't want them. I actually had the hair pick. I specifically requested that for me. Can't see Big Drake with it. And you know, it's no, it's funny because like we always do this patient meeting, like, you know, every month at the beginning of every month, and like they would always talk about, oh, what do you guys need? And I go, hey, can I get a hair pick? Because my hair is a fucking mess. And they got me a hair pick. And, you know, it was one of the plastic ones that you really can't stab anybody with. So, whatever. But it was just really embarrassing to have them see me like that, you know? I didn't want them to see me like that. Like, they saw that, like, you know, I walked in 120 pounds soaking wet. I walked out 175 pounds and, you know, damn near 200. But I'm just glad that they don't have to see me like that anymore. Like, yeah, I'm drinking now, but I'm not drinking as much as I used to. I'm not doing drugs like I used to. We're just here chilling, talking. You know, being a single parent is not easy. As long as you have the support, you got it. So I'm not going to say it's easy for everybody as long as you have the support, because at the end of the day, you still got a kid to raise or multiple kids to raise. So the last question I got for Lil Drip and Carmen, what advice, I think Lil Drip is sleeping. Okay, she's not.
She's chilling.
All right. So, I don't know, because she's like, it's all snuggled up on the couch or whatever. So the last question I got for y'all is, what advice would you give to the single mothers out there that are struggling and think that they can't do it anymore, that are getting ready to damn near throw the towel? Who wants to start? Lil Drip is going to start.
Hi, Lil Drip here with some advice, not so good advice, good advice. You take it how you want it. My advice would be to not think of these babies as little puppies, because I definitely thought that way. I grew up in a home where I had to help raise little siblings. I mean, my mom's still having them. I still try to help her, even though she's miles and miles away. And I thought of a baby as a puppy. They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They're going to get on your fucking nerves. I mean, if you already in the situation, just, you know, take a step back and breathe, you know, try to figure out what works best for your child and what works best for you disciplinary wise. The answer isn't always, you know, hitting them or not hitting them. I mean, I definitely used to give my son a little pat on the ass, but after a while, I noticed it wasn't working for him. It didn't work for him. I switched timeouts. That wasn't working for him. I thought that, you know, there was no other way, because those are the only two disciplines I ever had. But there's other ways. You just got to get creative with it. Breathing works for him. He breathes, and he's fine. He'll listen to anything you got to say. just try to communicate more with your kids, because don't think of them as little helpless beings, because they understand a lot more than they put off to know.
My advice for single mothers, be you 20 and you're just not having kids, or, you know, things do happen nowadays and you don't realize it. My advice to you is have patience, because I wouldn't be any...
Damn, Stormy got the bitches on here.
Oh, shit. Let me see.
Oh, shit.
Every
time post is like a bitch.
Deadass. I don't roll that way. I'm too Stormy got hoes.
Stormy ain't got shit. Yo, can you get out of here, dude? Yeah, yo, Big Drink. I'm going to call you Little Drink.
Oh, Little Drip called you that in general.
Start over. Your advice.
In general, it's patience. You can't always get frustrated and then just take it out. Y'all so loud. Ignorance. You can't always take it out on anybody else. Even though you're struggling, you need like that time, that break. Patience and support is mainly the key for me. I know I'm talking a big game. Yeah, I can assume to be a hypocrite. But without my family, my friends, and my fiance, I wouldn't be where I am today. There were times I just didn't want to get the hell up some days. And it's like, you know, I'll have a friend or anybody else say, yo, if you're not feeling well, we can easily take him outside, take him to the park or whatever. And in a way, I love the help, but sometimes I still want to figure it out on my own. Bless you, damn it. This pollen's
got fucking allergies.
This pollen got you fucked up.
Yeah,
it is. But in a way, you still have to have patience. Yes, it may get rough. Yes, sometimes you want to threaten your baby daddy with child support and life in prison, but you can't really do that, because you also got to think about the child and what he or she may be feeling. Like Big Drink did say, like...
He's fucking Big Smoke over here.
Big
Puff.
Yeah, he's Big Puff over here.
Not no damn drink.
I got a cigarette. I got a fucking a quarter of nothing.
Shit.
So where's my hit?
I want some weed. Y'all so ignorant.
Ignorant.
Ignorant as hell. You big and ignorant.
Patience is a virtue.
It really is. But without that, you really won't get anywhere. One of these days, you'll end up like these crazy parents from who the hell knows where. And daily, I see certain parents that are either calm and tranquil with their kids, or they just plain mean. Y'all so goddamn bignant, Jesus!
Look how cute that
you're big and ignorant.
Y'all ignorant.
Yes, but... patience and, you know, support is more what you need. That's it for my advice. Since people's being bignant as fuck.
Hey, yo, I'm about to be ignorant right now. Let's go.
Be ignorant.
So I was going to trim, you know, parts of this episode, but, you know, I figured y'all need to laugh, you know. Just get a laugh out of, you know, certain things that we talk about, you know. You know, these two said their baby daddies ain't shit, whatever. But,
Hell no.
This, can I talk, please?
The podcast is over.
It's about to be. All right. So you were just listening to The Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant. We're here in Stormy's living room. I'm here with Lil Drip and Carmen Santiago. Like I said, listen to me on Spotify, right here on Anchor, Google Podcast, Breaker, what is it, Radio Public?
Radio Breaker,
I don't know. Wherever you listen to your podcast, check out Carmen Santiago's podcast, Carmen's Corner. I'm hoping she'll be doing an episode soon. That's it for us, you know. So, stay social while being socially distant. And thank you for listening. Yeah, we're not doing that. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather, this beautiful Boston weather, wherever you are. You probably don't have beautiful weather, but thank you for listening. Big Drink out.